This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the U.S. wants and expects Israel to shift its military operations in Gaza to a lower intensity phase soon.
That's really focused in on dealing with the leadership of Hamas, the tunnel network, and a few other critical things.
Blinken said once the shift happens, the harm done to civilians should decrease significantly, while repeating his calls for Israel to heed its obligation to minimize civilian casualties as it moves to destroy U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. Hunger has become one of the most pressing of a myriad of problems facing hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians in Gaza. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Left homeless by Israel's military offensive against Hamas, like most of Gaza's 2.3 million people, Tahani Nasser now lives in a tent camp in Rafah on the border with Egypt. And the mother is focused on one thing only, how to find enough food and water to get her children through another day. She said she's been begging for food. When she goes to Gaza's welfare agency, they tell her to go to the mosque. The mosque sends her back to the welfare agency. Trucks bringing aid to the Palestinians only carry a small fraction of what is needed, and distribution has been uneven due to the chaos of the war.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. The UN Security Council has again delayed a vote on a new UN resolution on desperately needed aid to Gaza, as U.S. President Joe Biden's administration struggles to change key wording in high-level negotiations seeking to avoid a U.S. veto.